Jennifer Houston from Sweetwater, Tennessee. My husband and I own a family-owned livestock auction market. We also do a lot of heifer development. We stocker a lot of calves, and we feed a lot of cattle.
Jennifer, as far as issues important to NCBA right now, I would imagine trade is probably at or near the top.
We have several issues. Trade is absolutely near the top. Things are going well on the trade front. Exports are still high, but we know we have some opportunities as the president talks about entering bilateral talks with Japan and with the EU, as well as some, I guess, lessening of the tariff wars with China. In addition, we just opened a market in Morocco. So lots of things that are going well in the trade area.
Within the last few months, it seemed like there was a little bit of smoke about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and maybe the U.S. would entertain the idea of getting back into TPP. Haven't heard much, though, about that in the last few weeks. Is that still something that's on the radar, or is it really just that bilateral work with Japan right now?
I think from just what we hear from the administration, the bilateral talks are the way that they're going to choose to go.
How important is Japan as a market for U.S. beef?
Well, Japan is a tremendous market. It has been for years, been our number one market in value. And we know that they love our product. They want to keep buying it. But if we don't get a bilateral agreement and the tariffs in our main competitor in Australia keep going down, then we're going to be at a bigger disadvantage as each year goes on.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about soybeans to China with the tariff situation there. But as far as what could unfold with U.S. beef into Japan, could it be a similar scenario at all where the U.S. could lose its foothold in Japan?
It's a possibility. We had a little hiccup back a couple of years ago when we had our ports closed. And it takes a while once the buyer gets, even though they like our product better, I don't think there's any question, it is an availability and a price thing. So I think we do risk that if we don't get it, into Japan with a comparable tariff.
You mentioned Morocco. How significant could that market be down the road?
I don't know. I consider it as like a group of new markets that we need to continue. And MEF does a great job of developing new markets so that we're not so dependent on any one market, such as a China or even a Japan, Mexico, that we have all these other markets. And the second thing is a lot of those markets use items that we don't sell for any price in the U.S. or we don't choose to consume.
How about on the subject of fake meat and the regulation of fake meat? How does NCBA view that situation?
Well, I think we had a glimmer of bright hope as they talked about last couple of weeks ago that USDA would have primary jurisdiction over the commercial production of this product and also labeling, and FDA would be more in the ingredients and in the lab part of it. That was really what we hoped for a couple of reasons. Number one, we think that this meat this cell culture product plays in the meat space. So they should be held to the same things that we have. Continuous daily inspection so that we have a level playing field. In addition, USDA requires pre-approval on their labels with scientific backing. So they can't make these wild claims. So that we think, again, just make them compete on a level playing field, and then it's up to the consumer.
Is WOTUS dead in the water, pun intended?
WOTUS is the old one is. We believe they're still working out how they're going to retire it, but there will be, I think, announcements soon on the replacement WOTUS. We've been dealing with zombie WOTUS. I think we'd all like to quit talking about WOTUS, but I think there's good news on the horizon from what we hear.
How about other issues that are priorities right now for NCBA?
Well, still with getting the Farm Bill across the finish line, we've got a couple of weeks. I think Congress is going to be there till December 21st. So we want our foot and mouth disease bank fully funded and authorized. It's still in there. We want that to get done, as well as some of the language on conservation for EQIP and some research dollars, as well as some foreign market access dollars that are all in the Farm Bill. So we continue to do that. Hours of service and electronic logging devices continue to be something we work on because the Congress pushed out the short-term funding till December 21st. We have an exemption for livestock haulers till that day. But past that, we hope the appropriations bill will get passed in this lame duck session, which would at least extend it till September 30th of next year to give us more time to work with the Department of Transportation on a permanent solution that we all can live with.
With the FMD vaccine bank, I know that the House and Senate farm bills differed as far as getting money in place to start that. What do you expect from the 2018 Farm Bill, the final Farm Bill?
Well, I haven't seen it, and I don't think we've seen it. I expect it will be authorized, permanently authorized, and we will get some degree of funding. Obviously, we asked for fully funding for 5 years, realizing that was a big ask, so I don't think we'll get that, but I think we will get enough to get us started on the process, and then we'll figure out a way to fund it from there on out.
Jennifer, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.